Welcome to the FYM Yerushalmi Shia sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin daf ein aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, the last and final daf of Maseches Eruvin. Perek Asiri in the middle of Halacha Yudalid, we're starting in the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. So we learned in the Mishnah, Mechleks of Yochid Mebroikor and Rabbi Yudah, if one finds a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdosh, should he take it out immediately and not let the tumah stay there, even though he makes his bel tameh? Or you should wait to find wooden thongs and take it out and not cause tumah at all? Rabbi Yochid Mebroikor says, just take it out right now. Don't wait for the tumah. Rabbi Yudah says, try to avoid as much tumah as possible. You can leave it there and wait until you find the kaling don't become tameh. So says the Gemara, Tama Tanin, we learn Maseches Negoim. A mitzayua needs to put oil on his thumb of his hand, on his toe, and on his ear. Now, the mitzayua is tummy, and he can't go to Beis HaMikdosh. So what does he do? He does bia b'miktsas. He only goes in a little bit to be able to put the oil on him. So it says there in the Mishnah, he puts it in his hand, and then he puts the coin puts the oil on his ear. He takes out his head. Then what does he do? Yadoi, he sticks his hand in. And he puts oil on his hand. Viragloi, then he puts his leg in and he puts it on his leg. He does it one by one and not all three together. Why? I'm afraid that if you're going to put everything together, he may do a bia go into Beis HaMikdosh. Rabbi Yudah says, no, you should do it all at once, put in the hand, the leg, and the head, in order to make as less as possible of going into Beis HaMikdosh. So do as much as you can in one shot, so you don't, it doesn't have to do it three different times. So says the Gemara, we're using the Gersa of Reb Chaim, Machlafo Shitas Rabbanon Lechura Rabbanon, which means Reb Yechabi Baruch by us, the Gemara calls Rabbanon, is contradictory to Rabbanon over there. Tamun Amrin Asur Laharim. There they say, so don't put in the head, the hand and the leg at one shot, because it's causing more of a tumor in Beis HaMikdosh. V'komrin mutar. And here we say, take the belt and take out the sheretz right away. So try to make it as quick as possible and don't wait with tumor. Says the Gemara, Tamon shema yechlis roisha v'rubo v'yonosh koris. Pramahokom mishumachlis ken t'mein b'shabes. So the more there, the problem is that if you allow him to do his head and hand and leg inside, maybe he's going to go his entire body. And he's going to be chayav karis. So our opponent says, no, do it one by one, so you're not going to come to this chashash. But here, it's already tumun beis HaMikdosh. Elamah, you're making kelin tome, making the belt tome. Now we're not so chayshish. And in this case, that's why here, Rabbi Yochai Breka allows it to take out the sheret immediately with his belt. Continues the one, it says, Machlefo shitas Rabbi Yudo, Talmud oimer mutar la'arim. Meaning there he says, just put in your head, your hand and your leg immediately, so to try to avoid how much tuma you're doing. Do it as quickly as possible. And here he said, don't take the belt, just wait to have the wooden thong so you can take it out that way. There, I don't want it to become tuma three times, meaning to bring tuma into the Beis HaMikdosh three times. The head, and the hand, and the leg, do it at once. But here, tuma you do mi'bifnimi. Efshalat said beloy shuhus beloy tumo, but here there is already tumo. Only question is: should I not do more tumo by putting a belt around it, or should I not do shehiyo to wait for the wooden thong? Says Rabbi Yudah, I prefer to wait for the wooden thongs to have more shehiyo and not to be married by tumo. The next two lines of the Gemara are just repetition what we said before. So Rabbi Chaim takes it out. Amul mutal loy lahavoy al mitzvah loy sase shloy basiyodoy mitzvah loy sase shebas lafonov. That's a previous daf. That's always sheva al tay says better. So we learned in the Mishnah that a sheretz can be taken out not from every place. According to Rabbi Akiva, only a place where you have koris. So the l'shachos means the other rooms of Beis HaMikdosh. You find a sheretz over there, you now take it out. Let's say a person found the sheretz in a place where you have koris. So he has to take out the sheretz out. He's taking the sheretz out. As he's taking it out, it slips from his hand and falls in a place which is not chayav koris. Do we say Kfarneris, let's say, says already, this has already a din, take it out, so even though right now it's a place of Amber Koris, you just complete the mission of taking it out? Or you say, no, once it fell in place of Amber Koris, just leave it over there? Now, if you say that once it's in the process of taking it out, you continue taking it out. Matzo Acher Betzidui. What happens now, this sheretz he found in a place of Koris, he's taking it out, it fell on the floor. He wants to pick it up, he sees there's another sheretz in that place. Do you see Moitzi Yishneim? Can you take that both? Because anyway, he's taking one, take the second one as well. Or Einu Moitzi Eloi, so Shaneiris, let's say. So you take out only that one, which is in the middle of the process, taking out, but not the one that you found in the location, which is not Chayav Koris. And the Gemara does not answer this question. He said, Tzvas b'tzvas ovat. Tongues are made with tongues. The only way to create another tongue is to have it, the way, the process to do it, is to use this vessel called a tongue in order to create another tongue. So says the Gemara, Tzavto kadmaiso mahavus. So how did you create the first one in the world? How the world had the first tzvat? If you need a tzvat in order to create another tzvat. Says the Gemara, Bir Yohavus, that's one of the things we're creating, Shesh Mei Bereishis, because we're creating a tzvas for Adam and Risha to use in order to create another tzvat. Omar Evchinin, Kamer, Amano, Omat, Omar Lo. So why are we bringing this over here? Elo mitzavto achas lom du kama tzvisois. Meaning, one thongs creates many thongs. You need the thongs to create more and more. It's one is leading to the other. So once you know this concept, so we come and say from here, the same, another thing you learn from here. Vekom mishvisa achas lom du kama shvisois. We're coming to explain the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that when you have the strings of the violin, you're not allowed to go and tie it up, even though it's Kesha She'en or Shekayama. Why? Because you may come to do a Kesha Shekayama, which is Issa Deraisa. So Reb Shimon says, don't do it. So we see that this is what's called a slippery slope. Once I'm doing one, once I'm allowing one thing of Shavuos, it may come to do another Shavuos, it may come to do in the end of the day Issa Deraisa. That's what Reb Shimon says is Aser. Similar to that tzvas, once I have one tzvas, so now I can create another one and another one, but I need the first one to begin with. So once you give a cooler, once you give a leniency, that could be a slippery slope to bring many more leniencies. And with this, we conclude the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin and the entire Masechto, Hadrador Perek Amoitz Tefillin, Veslikolo Maseches Erevin, Mazel Tov to all those who did the Siyum. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph.